A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 4th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about World Press Freedom Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can phone us, find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
We will then have in a country multitudes of radio stations, but multitudes of radio stations that has no diversity, that does not allow access from other people, that does not tolerate differences. So there is a need, therefore, for government to sit down and revise the licensing system so that whoever is on the licensing board are people of integrity who look at the merit of the application rather than the source of the application.
Tine nyaya dzinoti tinetse mumashandiro edu kutirona kuti pane imwe mutemo iripo ichiri kungoshandiswa zvisingapindira nebumbiro idzvara kasainwa uyezve pane masoko akabva kutaurwa nemutedziri wenyika vamunangagwa anotishungurudza isusi vatori venhau kuti vanenge vachiti amwe masections ecriminal defamation ari correct asi iwo achiratidzwa nevanoongorora zvemutemo kuti hapindirani nebumbiro remutemo rinoenderana nekusununguka kwekubudiswa kwepfungwa dzevanhu
sikubona tina vekunga mavomo benza njengamavomo kuti vengalungisisi mthetho leinqova bayazi kuti uma intatheli zindaba nxa zingabhala ngalokho abangakuthandiyo kulula kibo ukuthi besibuyele bethebenziseleyo umthetho ukwenqabela ukuthi kubhalwe abangakuthandiyo. So imthetho leyo bayekela nje bayichiya ngamabomo ukwenzela ukuthi beyisebenzise uma nxa sebefuna. Ukuthi bengayisula okwamanje abasoze bebelalo ithuba lokuhlukumeza intatheli izindaba.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about World Press Freedom Day.
Local journalists today held a belated World Press Freedom Day. The World Press Freedom Day march was supposed to be held yesterday, May the 3rd. World Press Freedom Day is an annual observance established by the United Nations in 1993 to support and celebrate the fundamental principles of press freedom. The UN says World Press Freedom Day is also an occasion to inform citizens of violations of press freedom.
In Zimbabwe, there continue to be serious limits on the rights to freedom of expression and information, particularly in the form of threats of independent media organizations, as well as the intimidation, arbitrary arrest, and criminal prosecution of journalists. The government's actions seem primarily designed to inhibit criticism of government officials and institutions and to muzzle reporting and commentary on the political situation in the country. While the government has allowed independent local daily papers to resume operations, it has not fully reformed media-related laws as promised. It has also not reviewed criminal defamation laws that impose severe penalties, including prison terms on journalists. Zimbabwe is not alone. So far, in 2015, 44 journalists have died in the line of duty. According to Reporters Without Borders, there are currently at least 158 journalists imprisoned around the world.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, as coming forward.
Onguka hamadzadiwa, tina uti tinge tichitaura nemi kuti mutudze kuti muri kuona sei matorerwo nema burisirwo ari kuitwa nau munyika mungave mu ma radio ma television uye ma newspaper tirakunzwa kubva kwa muri vatereri kuti muri kuzviona sei muri kufara nazvo here izvi tiri kuita tichirangarira zuva rematori venhau kana kuti World Press Freedom Day nyika dzose dzinobatana musi wa 3 inova yanga iri svondo nezuro kuti dzinge dzichirangarira zuva iroro asi vatori venhau vemuzimbabwe vaita izvi nhasi nekudaro tirakunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu kuti muri kuona sei mamiriro akaita nyaya dzekutorwa kwenhau muzimbabwe Gibbs
yavambe zuro randava lingalitona njani lapi likona kona ngapo ke emakaya tina ngapai siyaphila sibili okwamagama siletomba lokuti lani lizwile ukuthi kulelanga leliqakathekileyo lenzizolo olibizwa ukuthiwa i-World Press Freedom Day leli ke lilanga eliqakatheke kakhulu kuntathela zindaba lapho kukhangelwa khona ukuthi kambe kume njani xa kukhangelwa ngokwethulwa kwembiko emazweni atshiyeneyo siyakwazi ke ukuthi kulama-journalist amaningi kube ngithi intathela zindaba angazani bayakhahlamezwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele ye nxa sisikhangela ke umnyaka lo kuphela kule ntathela zindaba zingu-44 okuthiwa ke zibulewe zisebenza kuzobuya kathesi 158 abangani basemajele bavalelwe sibili abafowethu labodadewethu bevalelwa ukuthi bafuna ukwethula imbiko ye sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngokhonakhona ngapho ke ezimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi ye kulabo ZBC nxa sokubuya kulokhu okuthiwa yiku-broadcaster kuzobuya ke la maphephandaba amaningi kodwa ke abaningi bathi blessing ngana kumanga kuhle sifuna ukuzwa ngozulu ukuthi uthini sina singakhuluma ke njengoba sizintathela izindaba kodwa abantu
I think we have about three guests are lined up. First, we have Mr. Nyasha Nyakunu, Programs Coordinator, Mr. Zimbabwe. Mr. Nyakunu, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much. And I think we also have Mr. John Masuku, who is a veteran broadcaster. Mr. Masuku, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Masuku. And last but not least, of course, we have Mr. Alec Muchadehama, Chairman, Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe. Mr. Muchadehama, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us tonight. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Nyakunu. It's good that you have actually joined us. Tell us about the activities that were there today concerning MISA and press freedom.
Today we held a breakfast meeting to discuss the state of media freedom, and we had panelists. We had academic Dr. Ibu Mandaza, veteran journalist and editor of the Zimbabwe Independent, Mr. Dumisani Muleya, and media lawyer, Mr. Chris Mike.
Generally, what did they say about the state of the media in Zimbabwe?
Basically, it was about where we are today, the challenges, the opportunities, but most importantly, that we have a new constitution that now, for the first time, allows for or guarantees media freedom. And citizens' right to access to information, but that lamentably, 2 years into the new constitution, we still have laws in place that inhibit or infringe on media freedom and citizens' right to access to information and freedom of expression.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nyakunu. I think, Gibbs, let's bring in Mr. Muchadehama. Mr. Muchadehama, of course, is a well-known Harare lawyer. Now, Mr. Muchadehama, you are the chairman of the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe. What is the significance of this body? Don't we have a statutory media council already?
There is a statutory media council, the Zimbabwe Media Commission, which is one of the commissions that are in the constitution. However, as you know, the VMCZ stands for Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe. And our main thrust is that the media must regulate itself. Mm-hmm. In other words, there must be self-regulation of the media as opposed to state regulation. And self-regulation has got so many advantages as opposed to state regulation, especially if you look at the history of state regulation in Zimbabwe, that it is the one that is responsible for the closure of media houses, the arrest of journalists, So it is with a dead history. And one hopes that the one that is going to come up through the new constitution will not be like that. So informed by historical developments in Zimbabwe and the experiences elsewhere in the world, our argument is that it is better that the media self-regulates itself as opposed to being regulated by the state. And there are so many examples, Tanzania being one of them, which Sweden being another, and many other countries for that matter.
Thank you so much. And I hope you are not on a speakerphone because there's a fuddy sound that is coming out. Gibbs, I think we have Mr. Masuku.
Yes. Mr. Masuku, can you hear us very well there?
Yes, Gibbs, how are you?
No, very fine. So, Mr. Masuku, it actually used to be easy to register, let's say, a newspaper in Zimbabwe. One would just say, go to the general post office and do it. But over the years, it appears as if when you look at broadcasting, it has been very, very difficult to do so. Why?
Well, I cannot explain that. I think that can be better explained by the regulator because we thought it was going to be much easier, especially well after independence, that we don't have to wait for buzz to call for licenses. But whenever one is ready and there's an opportunity, one can always apply and be considered. But buzz can go for a long time without even considering new licenses. And when they do so, they take another long time before they announce the results. And also, it has become very expensive to apply for these licenses because you have to pay the initial application fee of $2,500 and then an appearance fee of $7,500, $10,000 in all, without being guaranteed of getting that license. And then the fees that you pay, even when you are registered, again, is very exorbitant. Considering that we are also looking at some community-based stations that should come up, we hope by then the fees would have been revised downwards so that some of these communities can be able to apply for licenses in their communities.
Thank you very much.
Regai tidzoke kwamuri vanyakunhu manga muchiti manga mune zvirongwa zvekucherechedza iro zuva irori. Asi vanyakunhu takaonawo kamazuva apera aya kuchipiwa mamwe maresinesi ekutepfenyura kana kuti emaradio. Hatingatiwo here pane zvimwe zviri kuitwawo nehurumende kuedza kuona kuti zvinhu zvafamba munyaya dzekutepfenyurwa kwenhau?
Izvozvo zvinotambirwa se kuti zvinhu zviri kunge zviri kuenderera pamberi, asi chinoda kuti chiitwe mune remangwana nderekuti pave nekupawo vamwe vasina fungidzirwo dzekuti vakapuhwa pamwe nekuti vane vanozivana kana kuti vari kunzwanana nehurumende kana kuti nebato riri kutonga. Ipapo ndo panga paine nhunha dzakabva kune vakawanda vakataura maererano nemarizinesi akabva kupiwa munguva yapfuura iyi.
So let's go to Mr. Mchadeyama. Mr. Mchadeyama, it seems as if your organization actually is supposed to be bringing in some kind of new ideas into the media and so forth. But at the end of the day, your arms are very tight, right? So you can't maneuver, you can't do anything.
No, that is not necessarily correct because we have a number of activities that we do that are very good when you look at the media. We do deal with the matters of professionalism, of journalism, of journalists. We deal with issues of ethics. We deal with the issues of gender. We deal with issues of media complaints. As well as we also have a code of conduct. Even if you look at this year's theme, let journalism thrive towards better reporting, gender equality, and media safety in the digital age. That theme actually resonates with most of the activities that we do. And we do this as an organization to which journalists want to be associated with, which they conform to on their own without being forced by anyone. So that is a good development in the country, as opposed to a situation where you would want to force journalists to conform to a particular code of ethics to be trained in terms of basic thing about journalism and so on. Mm-hmm. Where you have members of the public, why don't they really come into our organization to complain? And organizations like Media Houses coming to submit themselves voluntarily to our adjudication processes. So these are novel and good ideas which our organization carried out, mm-hmm. which no one currently is doing in the country. So we are relevant, and we think we are providing that is relevant to the present circumstances.
Yes, buyele kubaba uMasuku ngesintu. Baba Masuku, nxa sesikhangele ke ezemisakazo lapha. Siyabona ukuthi kuyahlupa ukuthi lani lithole yamacence lawa okuthiwa kumele liwathole. Kukhanya kuyahlupa kakhulu. Kambe nxa sesikhangela insika yangkhona, ukuthi kambe kuvela ngapha ukuthi kuncitshwe abanye abantu, kunikwe abanye abasekeli bandlela ezanu PF. Kuhamba njani kona?
Angikwazi ukuthi uhamba njani. Ngingatsho esikhathini esedluleyo ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kuphungwe satshwa umnyama ongelampisi. Njengoba sonke nje singabantwana beZimbabwe, ukuthi singesatshwa kangazi ukuthi isizathu esokuthi kube njalo siyabe sivela ngaphi. Yebo, liqinise ukuthi ungakhangela ukuthi ujala uhanjiswa njani. Uzafica ukuthi laba abantu lawo magenci emacenci ungabe benakanelwa kumbe bekhangelelwa ukuthi basekela ebandlela ezanu PF, kumbe njalo vele kusazakala ukuthi ngamankampani kahulumende, kusuka kube lula ukuthi abanjalo banikwe amacenci. Ukanti-ke laba abazimele bodwa kungathi bayesatshwa ukuthi kukhona abaza kukhuluma okungayisikho. Kanti yize nje akulanto enjalo, kumele nje wonke umuntu anikwe amacencela, ngoba imithetho yelizwe ikhona. Lo ogangayo okhuluma izinto ezingayisizo kule mithetho embophayo xa esephula umthetho kahulumende. Ngakho-ke zingqondo nje ezaphongungena kubabusi ezokwesaba abantu ababe bengazange bazibike ukuthi thina sesikhothamisa amakhanda phambi kwenu.
So what Mr. Masuku is saying is that, you know, there is this kind of fear of the unknown when it comes to the granting of licenses to broadcasters. He says he doesn't understand why, you know, the government fears, you know, to actually give out these licenses to those players. So he says they shouldn't do that. They should just give them licenses and they'll operate, you know. So because there are laws that regulate, you know, people, you know, if you're operating in the country. So, okay, in Buenos Aires, when it's a slow Babu Chuma, a lap of blessing. Baba Chuma, how are you doing, Johnny?
Hayi,
sonke ichona njani? No, sjonile bchuma kunjani lapho khona kona?
Hayi, kuza senze ukuthi umqando ukuthi umsuku lapho.
Ungabuka ngona chuma kona.
Amhlekezenketa.
Yes, yakuzenketa kona. Nxa sesikhangela ngezokusakaza lezi maphepha ndaba, anti yakwazi lokho ukuthiwa iWorld Press Freedom Day.
Yebo.
Kambe ungathi ilanga leli ulibona njani wena ngwakho?
Hayi, ilanga leli ngiyibona kahle kodwa lapha kithi lapha kunobunzima kakhulu. Abantu laba bezindaba labeqekele izindaba laba abasebenzi bekhululekile njengoba bebona bayabotshwa bayezwani abayeba-aplayela ama-licenses zivele katholakali abakhululekanga lapha. Kona kwethu kwathi abisenzima laba abantu ngoba ngabe sibakhumisa ibuhle kuba lobunzima ngabaye bathendekela emakoti yebaye bayavaleka phakathi ngoba sasebenzi kuhle laba abantu.
Kambe ukuthi kwenziwa kwini konoko golede?
Aba kwenziwa lokhu vele ngibona ichazelekile into eziningi ezifihlayo. Kuyini okungayenzi ukuthi abantu bakutshe mawumpe ekhulume into eyiyo ukutshelwane kathi lowo muntu bale nto eziningi abazifihlayo funa ngokula kukhulumeke elizweni le nto eziningi abazifihlayo kubona bebopha abantu abakhululekile ngabo bayekele abantu bakhulume into ezizwe ibengaziba wabopha.
So ubona ngizani bafihlani chuma?
Umbuso elizwe unobunzima baba. Ikhona into ezingezifihlwayo lapha. Umbuso elizwe kawuqondanga kahle. Kusa kwalilizwe kanje kwalifiswa ngendlela eqondileyo. Ukubona bebotshwa laba abantu bephumisa izinto seyakhona iyathikwa uyibone siphuma muva ukuthi umsebotshiwe wayesakwentolongweni iziphumiyo kanye.
Kodwa ubona ngizani kuzaphela yini khonokho?
Hey, papa. Kukhona khona kulo kunzima mfowethu, angifuna ukutshela amanga. Kuzaphela ngaso kuse kwaphuma leyo lokuzenela ikhona. Ya, angiwethi ngalunga muva kwesikhathi. Ukubona ukuthi abantu kuzinzima khona apha ukuthi kumele ikondwe awulo kuzinzima kumele ukhamba manga abafunayo ngoba ngikuthabela ngimthela
ye nqa nqa ukuthi Juma ubala ama newspaper njalo lalela le misakazo la ubona zani ama intatheli izindaba zibhala iqiniso kumba manga
hayi intatheli izindaba zibhala iqiniso wangathi nyana ngiyakhangela kakhulu abantu abazimele wodwa into yakhona bayikhuluma yikhumi yiyo sibili yiyo khanye iphetha leli lelisekele labo bantu bakusayelile kumamanga esikhathi esiningi siyakutshela ukuthi kuyashuthi kungelakho kushuthi ukukhona litshe into kulento enje kungelakho kathi sinakho sile manesi amile umsebenzi ukuthi bangenilayithi lokhuzekuleli isuku kodwa bayakutshela ukuthi sikhulumisane nabo sakhulumisana nabo savumelana kakunokuthi bavumelana ngalo nokuthengisa ukuthi kulamanga kakhulu 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 akunakuthembeka ukukhona kula bantu
hayi siyakuzwa-ke khona ngoba engiketha sibongile kakhulu baba Juma
hayi kukahle baba
ye kukahle kakhulu ye according to Mr. Juma well press freedom day very good idea you know but he says the problem with Zimbabwean journalists you know they are operating under very difficult circumstances so he says maybe the government has something to hide you know then I asked him what is there to hide says they are not running the country properly you know so that's why when journalists actually report those issues they actually arrested so he says there's a lot of truth you know in terms of how the independent papers are covering events but when it comes to the state controlled media he says too many lies there you know
That's his opinion. Let's go back to Mr. Mchadehama. Let's start with you. But Mr. Mchadehama, there have been changes, obviously. What are the positive things that you have seen that the government has done, say, in the past year or two?
One of the most important changes was the constitution, which provided for freedom of the media. Then there were also some other changes in regard to the flexibility in registering media houses that it has been made relatively easy. Then there's also been a relative opening up of particularly the print media. With so many newspapers have come on board, some have closed on their own because of other business considerations. We've also seen in opening up of the airwaves, particularly the radio side of things. And recently, there were some interviews within the government intended through Buzz to introduce community radio stations. That is also a good development, although much could be done, particularly in terms of openness and transparency, in terms of who gets those licenses. But physically, we find that there is no opening up of the television. We still have that monopoly of ZBC, whose programming actually leaves a lot to be desired if you look at other modern trends. But comparably, we are still lagging far, far behind the development in other parts of the world. Go to any other country, find that there are a lot of radio stations, local, regional, national, and so on. Same applies to television set. So there have been these incremental developments, but they are simply not enough because when you look at media freedom, people must be able to access this information, to access news, to access whatever material in regard to media, be it in terms of education, entertainment, information, from a broad spectrum. There must be a wide choice. People must be sort of choice. Just that people are restricted even as these things happen. So while if we appreciate these incremental developments, we still aim that still more can be done.
Thank you so much. The more the merrier, according to Mr. Mchadehama there. Regatiende kunemwe mtereri mkoma Herbert ku South Africa makadi.
Kuba joga makadini.
Ndimkoma blessing zviri kudii?
Ah, tingotatarika zvingaitwe sei?
Nhasi tiri kutaura nezvekutorwa kuri kuitwa nhau. Muri kuona sei muchienzanisawo zviri kuitwawo muSouth Africa mamuri umu nekuZimbabwe?
Kuno kuSouth Africa ndezvejekerere munhu wese unonge wakanyatsirwa kusununguka kutaura zvaunoda.
Ko kuZimbabwe uko?
Ah, manje kwedu kana kungofarisa kana kubuta zvine chokwadi chimwe cheche nezvasimon ana ningirikini ana mugoma edu anoita idzamarava hatichaziva akapane zvimwe zvaanenge akangoburitsawo obva watotorwa unogona kubvosununguka kumusha kwedu zvino anoita zvakanaka.
Saka poitwa sei mugoma Herbert zvii zvamunee muchidawo kuonawo zvichiitwawo kuZimbabwe zvinoita kuti zvingaita kuti munakidzwewo nekutepfenyura unenge uchiitwa nawo.
Izadina gavangoita zvavanoda izvo tingaite sei kutiti vaite kana zvinoita dzimwe wenyika kumisha kwedu hadina tasei kuti zvingaitika
maramwira munda makudo.
Ndo zviripo mukoma zvino mati tingaite sei
siyai vatonzi
mati mukoma
ndati makungoti siyai vatonge.
Mukoma kuti tine tarisire kuti tichatonyatsodzokera kumusha kuti tinogara ka tinyatsoona zvichiita izvo
aditi
tinozvikanzi zvanaka chaiko kumusha haina handidzokere
indava
kungoenda kunoono mhuri nevamwe vabereki kwete kuti hazvi tinyatsoti totogarako chaiko zvichatora nguva refu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Herbert
naita basa mukoma ndafara zvikuru ndofatame yangu kutanga kutaura pastudio 7 ivi.
Aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu tinotenda zvikuru
naita basa mukoma
tinotenda of course
yeah.
Herbert is in South Africa. He's saying if you compare what's happening in Zimbabwe and South Africa, it's totally different. There is media freedom in South Africa. They've choices, and he's saying in Zimbabwe, it will take time, you know. And he's saying he will prefer to stay in South Africa. He's prepared for the long haul for many many years to come because. I think essentially he says he has given up on Zimbabwe. He does not see things improving.
Mr. Nyakunyu, if you hear such kind of remarks, what can you react to it? You know, because it seems as if people are actually giving up to say, you know, leave the government to rule, you know, and have this kind of press freedom that we have forever, you know. What's your reaction to that?
Well, in as much as those that have contributed to this debate are entitled to their opinions, but I think fundamentally what this means in terms of the statements that have been issued by the media organizations in Zimbabwe on this occasion of this World Press Freedom Day, that should actually spur the government to pay attention to those concerns. That would be the progressive way of handling or dealing with the obtaining situation. And fundamentally, over and above that, you are aware that the government sanctioned the independent the information and media panel of inquiry, and the recommendations, the findings and the recommendations from that report dovetail with the sentiments of Zimbabwean journalists and media organizations. So that actually gives the government opportunity to act on the findings or recommendations of an inquiry that it sanctioned.
Yeah, ubaba Masuku siyakwazi ukuthi ufuna ukuya kwenye indawo. Yeah, wasiyela nje amazwi amabili amathathu khona. Ubaba Masuku
uzelela ilanga lethu njengentatheli zindaba. Kuhle nje kuba lelanga lapho esikhumbula khona okujulileyo ngokusebenza kwethu. Kodwa okunye okudanisayo ukuthi inhlanganiso eziningi ziyehluleka ukuthi ziphile kwesikhathi eside ngenxa yokuma kwezinto. Siyakwazi ukuthi kula maphephandaba athile asevaliwe ngenxa yokusweleka kwemali ngoba phela ukuze iphephandaba kumbe umsakazo ungaba ngowe-wireless kumbe we-television ukuze uthuthuke kuyabe kumele ukubuyela labo abafantisayo ama-advertisers. Kodwa-ke kunzima ukuba nabantu abanjalo nxa umumo wezenotho ubhidlekile njengoba siphakathi kokubhidlika okungaka. Kuyadanisa ngoba sihlangana lentatheli izindaba eziningi ezingasela msebenzi esezisela ukuthi sizakwenza nyani. Sile themba lokuthi umkhono wethu uzalunga masinyane
amaphebaba Masuku
isakazo leyo yenelise
ukuthi ukuthi wenze so Masuku.
Just hold a bit, we'll come back to you. And Mr. Nyakunyu and Mr. Mchandahama, please do stay on the line briefly. And our radio listeners, we are streaming live, so please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.